word of God is the seed of creation. The word of God is life.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned by God to go raise this end time armies.
Why do we have ministers who are misbehaving? Many have never been trained. They've read books about ministry, but you must understand that reading book is not the same thing as being held by the hand and told what to do. When you were young, you went everywhere you wanted to go. But the time is coming that you become old. Another will hold you by the hand and lead you to places you didn't want to go. That's training.
Get set for an awakening.
Get set for an awakening.
Ovahai da cavene di bosho. Grande costi villa hate cartis de friends. Grande rocoro corai da caraca shada. Shagadish. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Come on, say that amen loud and clear. Lift your hands. Say it loud and clear. I shall not die, but live to declare the counsel of the Lord in the land of the living. Now hear me. We're going to pray for this city. The Lord showed me a vision. And I saw a major robbery. But I saw important people became victim of stray bullets in this city. Lift your hands. Wherever it is they are planning it, we stand as the ecclesia, the people of the Lord, declaring it shall not stand. And go ahead, lift your voice and declare it. Declare it seriously. Don't pray it in the way that you will wish you had prayed. Pray it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus. Lord, arise for this city. Give you praise, Father. Arise, Lord. Let the enemy of peace be scattered. Arise in your might. Arise in your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please say a louder amen as I decree. Father, we stand on your word. And surely they shall gather. But as many as are gathered, not concerning your counsel, shall be scattered. Amen. We scatter these evil thoughts. Amen. Over your lives, I declare the blood of Jesus. Amen. You will not be touched with the arrow that flies by day. Or the pestilence that wastes at night. Amen. Your life is eternally secured. Amen. If there's anyone under the sound of my voice who needs healing, receive it now, now, now. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Give the Lord a big hand. And please be seated. Thank you. Thank you, streams of light. Thank you. Always fresh, we're always blessed. Hallelujah. I think it's a good time to help me celebrate them. Please. Amen. Please, I want to show you something. I believe you've been following this series closely. Today we are going to pray. Is that okay? I will teach a little. We'll pause a little and pray. Is that okay now? You may ask, what's there to pray about? When we get there, you'll find out. Is that okay now? And when we get to that junction and I ask you to pray, will you pray? Are you sure you pray? Why some men never rise? Number 5 now, right? Am I right? Or number 6? Alright. lack of recognition of appointed time. Appointed time is the time that God has chosen in his heart for certain activity to take place. Is that okay now? Are these the seasons that he has in his heart that he has ordained for some things to happen? Those are appointed time. Alright? That's why when you study with the Hebrew and Greek rendition of scriptures, you will see that time usually come in two renditions. Number one is the word chronos that talk about calendar time. Alright? The other one you see is kairos that talks about seasons. Is that okay now? Let me show you the difference between time and season. For instance, today is what? We're in the month of October, am I right? Today is what? 11th? 10th of October, right? Good. Is there anything that happens specially in October? Okay, 1st of October, there's an appointed time when we had our independence, right? Good. So, every 1st of October in Nigeria, there is independence. October in itself is a time, but 1st of October is an appointed time for independence. Let me give you another. I love mangoes. I love mangoes. Mangoes come out when? Huh? Yeah, my wife loves agbalumo. Is it agbalumo? Cherry or sherry? Yeah. People who like that thing, I get scared of them. That's why I have to work. Wait, let me talk to you. Sherry. It will first pack all your mouth. Even when they see, let's leave it. You know yourselves. Okay? Let's talk about sherry because those who like it are always emotional about it. They wait for it, or not true. Inside basket, inside all those things. God will have that mercy on them. But that thing is more important to some people, right? Unlike apples, you can find at any time. But this sherry comes seasonally. When does it usually come every year? They know it. When that time comes, it is the appointed time for sherries to come. January itself is a time. But there's something appointed for that time. It makes it a season. So, let me explain like this. Time is the opportunity to prepare for seasons. Okay. Philosophers will describe time as fragment of eternity. Are you following what I'm saying? I want you to pay attention. I'm going somewhere. Let's just start. When man fell, the lifespan of man before the fall was eternity. Am I right? Good. But when man fell, God had to take away access to everlasting life by his mercy. So in dying, man can be saved. He won't live, if he lives long in that perpetual state of sin, he's irredeemable. Then also in an appointed time, the Messiah will come so he can redeem man. You've heard people say that the word man is an acronym of morning, afternoon, and night. We are not establishing that as a doctrine, but it fits for the acronym, right? It fits for it, right? Good. Hey. Okay, thank you. Alright, are you following what I'm saying now? Morning, afternoon, and night. The morning face, thank you, is the face of beauty. If you see a child in church, everybody wants to carry the child. True or not true? Who wants to carry you now? You've gone past the stage, not just because of weight, but because of responsibility. Everybody wants to pamper the child. If somebody is holding biscuit and the child looks in the direction, they are ready to give the biscuit. Because that's the stage of free gift. Huh? If you see a mother carrying a child and let's say a woman is carrying a child and the woman's friend come around, whether the child is a boy or girl, the child can be trying to touch the other person's breast. They don't see there's anything wrong because it's a child. But somebody comes to church this morning, they say, come. It's a season of excuses. You excuse people in their morning face. But beyond that, it's also a season to get something right. And what should you get right? The dreams of the future. Because that's the time you should dream about the future, right? Talk to me now. That's the activity of the morning. What do you want to become in the future? They asked you that years ago. They ask you now. Because the future is here. Whatever it is you want to become, you should be now. Or be in the process. True or not true? Huh? I can't go and meet Pastor Toby and ask him, what do you want to become in future? We expect that what you wanted to become then, you are either already in the process or you have already become, just that you need to mature in it. Many of you had many things you wanted to become as a child. You want to be a pilot. But you have flight fright. You are the one that when you are entering plane, they are holding you and saying, calm down. We'll come down safely. Some of you want to become doctors. But you end up studying botany. Now, microbiology is usually the dumping site of doctors who didn't become. No, I also studied microbiology. Alright, so I understand what I'm talking about. It was medicine initially. So that's the phase of dreams. It's a phase of free things. The afternoon phase is the phase where you put to work what you have dreamt about. Virtually all of you seated here, you are in your afternoon phase. It is the phase of responsibility. It is also the phase of companionship. That's the phase of your life where you find a wife. You don't look for your wife in the morning. True or not true? I shared my story with you. I was in secondary school when I wrote a letter to a girl. If love was a fruit, I'll pick an apple. My wife. God has redeemed me from a lot of things. If love was a house, I'll pick mansion. If love was a person, I'll pick you. I sent it to the girl. Then, I sent it to her. This golden pen of mine. How many of you know that final line? So I sent the letter to the girl. She was actually the younger sister of my friend. Does it matter? The following morning, usually if you stand on at our door outside the building stories, you'll be looking at their own building also in front. So when she comes out, I'll see her. Sometimes you stand there, she's looking at you and say, ah. We give God praise. So I saw when she came out, stood at their corridor, looked at me fiercely, then went inside. Ah, what's happening? I left where I was, went to the gate of our house. Thank God I went. And I found her there. She was coming inside with anger. Franca, what happened? How are you doing? Good morning. See, is your daddy at home? My dad. No, he traveled. What do you want? And I saw the letter in her hand. Please. But if I talk, and she now say, I want to go and report it to your daddy. It means she's not ready to marry. It will be an abnormal thing for a woman to want to report it to your father at this age because you ask her out. Because it's the season. Hello. Am I mixing something? Am I right about the season? Is there somebody saying, Pastor, you are violating me? Okay. This is the season. I'm not here to talk about marriage. But of course, you know the way they describe the thing. I don't know those who came together, but I saw that description is quite nice. Just like when you see, go to the market and you see tomatoes. They are very nice, they are very fresh. In the season, keep them for long. You have to package them, extra package and all those things. That's why in the morning phase of your life, you see, just in the morning phase, you have dreams. You want to marry that kind of man. You want to marry the kind of man. The man that has 7 cars. The one that has... So in the afternoon phase, there's reality. It dawns on you. And all those things. If you still move on with fantasy at the end of the day, you know what happens. Yeah. What happens, happens. Because it is a season that does not tolerate fantasies. The season of reality. You have to be wise. In that season, you'll have to make decisions not because of what is, but because of what can become. Are you following what I'm saying there? I pray for you in the name that is above all names. You won't miss it. Now, let me have 4 brothers. Come. Just come. Thank you. Please, somebody stand there. I need 2 here, then 2 here. What fruit do you have in January? Cherry. Okay. Is it cherry? Cherry. The way you are calling it, you want to put me in trouble. It says cherry. Okay, it's cherry. You have cherry in January. What do you have in March? Mangoes. That's our season. What do you have around June, July? That's when you have maize. Right? Am I right? Or it's still earlier? Okay. That's when you have maize. Right? What do you have around this kind of season? Yam. Sorry. Some of you have seen him in movies before. Now go and come and say, that guy, that movie. So he's the one they are using. No. Alright. You have yam. Meaning that seasons are appointed. A season is also a time. What makes it different is that it hosts something. Hold on. Don't write yet. Understand it. A season is also a time. For instance, this is January, this March, right? Then it's also a time. But the difference is what it is carrying. So when people lose sight of seasons and appointed time, it is actually because an enemy kept them busy in time to forget what the time is hosting. It takes discernment to recognize what seasons are pregnant with. That's why, check. When you have boys now, some of you are coppers, you are serving in schools, and you have children who don't want to go to school, they are saying, maybe they want to go into music and all those things. And they say later they will go. You discover that by the time they come into this season, it is also hosting other things that will keep you busy. That when you miss what this time is appointed for, it becomes difficult to get in here because it also carries something. Yoruba adage says, "Amo kon lewe wo loke lenwe wo sale." That is, when you see people at the tail end of their life when they should have rest, something is still wrong. Don't ask that season. Ask what they missed. Because seasons host something. They are pregnant with things. What the devil wants to stop is not the passage of that time. If there is anything about time, time is faithful. Whether you are ready for a season or not, it comes. We miss seasons not because it didn't come. We miss it because we are not ready for what it carries. Every season you miss actually came. That's why you say you missed it. You don't understand what I'm saying? It came. But you missed it. Because you were kept busy. Are you following what I'm saying? I want you to understand this thing. Let me give you an instance. People, please come. If there's anything, you should underline this. Let it be everywhere in your house. See, the devil doesn't do anything randomly. Get this straight. Please come. All right. No, you stand here. Please stand here. Let's say this is a season. All these things you have seen is still one man. Hope you know that. Good. This is a season in his life. And in that season, he's planted the woman. You must understand that the will of God for your life is not necessarily the woman of your dreams. You can have wrong dreams. Look up. Somebody was here before. Okay. Don't jump your season. Now, this person says, in this season, something began to happen. And he said, I'm rising and falling. And what are you rising and falling into? Pornography, masturbation. So, in this season, affinity has been developed for certain kind of women. So that by the time he comes to this season, where the one that God has had for him is waiting, he entered the season with a desire for another. Because what you must understand, to miss this season, first start with your heart. It's going to put disdain in your heart for the content of the season. How I wish I can tell you boldly that it is not every good marriage that happened that was even the original intention of God. Somebody missed something for two people to now come together. And it will still work. Have you ever been close to a person and you know? Except that I know God. This is the person. But at the end of the day, just look at you and say, you know what? I don't feel the vibe. Vibe. So I don't feel there's much vibe. Chemistry between us. I'll still say it. No, my wife will not rebuke me. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me go forward. When I first saw my wife, when she came to church, that day she came with beret. Vandana. Let's go. Let me tell you what happened. Me. I have spent my lifetime preaching against those who used to wear that thing. My wife now came with it. God now said, this is your wife. Imagine if that stronghold was deeper. You see, my wife cannot wear better than me. Nice, your lover. So, please, if you are wearing beret, you do my heart. God, I stand before God and I love you sincerely, you know. I won't. Okay. Let me finish my sermon. How many of you have seen Mercy Chinwo? Okay. Thank God I've escaped. You know, when you are preaching like this, you have to. But get it right. The first thing that came to my heart when I saw her, bless God. Bless God. It is not always true that when you hate something, it is not supposed to be in your life. There are strategies deployed. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes. Some of you ladies, let me tell you what is raining now. I cannot marry a pastor. You, the worst case scenario, you are looking very serious. Let me tell you what will happen. You will marry a pastor, but it will become. No, let those who have married pastor tell you the gist. And I'll tell you that, actually, I've been having some. The funny thing is that it is you. God will now first start showing. Now I say, Mother, serve me too. You won't miss it. Say that amen again loud and clear. So, what the devil wants to do, this sequence is not complete. Let me have four more brothers. Please come. Let me have four more brothers. Just stand in front, opposite of them. Yes. Just face them. Yes, face them. You two face. No, you sister, stand in the middle. No, you come here. They've not missed you, they've gotten you. This is what it means to miss a season. This is the man walking in the season, getting right, everything appointed for a season. To miss a season is actually to enter into what the enemy has prepared in time also. So there's no season that you miss that is blank. You also enter into something directly against what God has prepared. So to miss a season, to also enter into something. The enemy has planted them. Enter. Sometimes when it looks like nothing, you are actually entering into strongholds, belief systems. You have been indoctrinated against the entire purpose of your life. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. You won't miss your season. Please, all of you sit down. I want to show you something. When David was going to start before Goliath, you notice that one of the things that opened that door was a season he didn't miss. What's your record to stand before this man? He said, me. When I was keeping my father's sheep, a lion came. I went against the lion and I slew it. A bear also came. If he had missed those things, nobody would allow him. Kill your lion and bear. Can I tell you the fastest way to miss a season? And I'm going to say this and I will pray for you that you won't miss that season. For instance, let's talk about wealth. There is a stage in your life God prepares you for wealth. What he first does is to teach you faith, right? How to trust him for basic things. 20,000 naira, 50,000 naira, 100,000 naira. How do you miss such season? Loan companies online. By the time you should stand before Goliath with a track record of killing your lion and bear, there's no track record. Then at old age, you are now struggling to kill your lion and bear. God will now tell you, you are too old to face Goliath. Leave that for your children. Because the land you didn't conquer, they will have to fight in it. Check. Ha. Go back to the teaching on Friday. Lying vanity. That's one of the things the devil plants in seasons. You just hear people say, have you had friends you love? You love each other, things were going well. And suddenly one day they just stopped talking to you and said, they perceived that your time in their life was over. You've never had people like that. They just look at you and just wonder, why is fellow so cold? What's happening? Just say, I perceive that all the other thing God could have done, gone. The season they could have learned God, gone. I pray for you again. You won't miss your appointed time. It doesn't matter how much the devil is trying to keep you busy. You won't miss it. You won't fail God. You won't miss His will and plan for your life. Look at the case of Jacob. The father had just told Esau to go and prepare a venison that he may bless him and die and seal it. Rebekah heard. Then needed Jacob to be around. Fortunately for Jacob, he was at the right place at the right time, hearing the right things. Something happened in Ondo State. I've shared the story with you. Was it about 2 months ago? Of a robbery that took place in a bank, right? And a man was killed. A prominent on her personality. What happened? It was not closing her. It just felt like driving out. He didn't just drive out. He was wearing earpiece. So, the road was quiet. People were shouting, stop, stop, thieves are robbing in front. But he was hearing something. Huh? And as he passed, the thief said, what nonsense. Others are waiting, you think you can drive past. And they shot him in the head and blew the head up. This is the way life happens. You hear somebody just died. People don't have any ambition anywhere. They just felt like going. And they go and die. What happens when that happens? They've missed a season of building intimacy with the one that could have said stay. I pray for you. You won't enter into the grave early. Say that amen again loud and clear. Be careful of your desires. Year 2012, that's the year I almost died. I was in my house. I had no need of anything. I just felt like withdrawing. I didn't need money. I just felt like going to the ATM to withdraw. So I called one of our brothers in church. I said, come and drive me to the ATM. He had a bike. We got to RCC Expressway between Moro and Ife. Suddenly, the bike hooked. And there was a trailer behind us. Now, that night, we escaped death 3 times. We're coming back again. As we got to that same expressway, the bike hooked again and fell on our legs. No, the person driving jumped off. My leg had hooked. The bike was, and cars were coming. Nobody would see us. What led me to leave the house at the point death was locking? That thing had that influence because I've not embodied the Holy Ghost enough. So I began to pray, began to fast, began to retreat. I pray for you again in the name that is above all names. You will not mistakenly walk into the mouth of death. You will not miss the appointed time of God for your destiny. Say that amen again loud and clear. Ah, hear me. When you see people lamenting major mistakes in their life, a day came, they made that mistake. Have you seen people who married husbands who stabbed them to death at night? Where did they go that they met that man? That's the season. That's the rampant thing happening now. Husband stabbing wife, wife stabbing husband. Myself and my wife were talking yesterday. It will amaze you to know the number of women who wish their husband was dead. a number of men who wished their wife was dead. Put your right hand on your head. See, at the end of the day, it is time and chance that happens to us all. The time we didn't miss, the chance we didn't play with. You will tell God, help me not to waste major seasons of my life. Help me not to be a waster of season. Not to be a waster of timing. Pray. Not to miss my major seasons. Help me. Help me. Not to miss my time and season. Not to waste major seasons. In the name of Jesus. Help me. Help me. In Jesus' name we pray. Why should you pray? Because there are things that will not be presented to you twice. In your lifetime, presented once. Because there are many candidates for it. How will it be? I've told you, have you asked yourself this question? After all the work God has worked with Abraham, God now hides the fulfillment in the fact that some random men will pass. And he must not miss them. And we don't know when they will pass again. If they will ever. How will it be that the wife of Isaac will be trapped in somebody who will remember to give water to camels? And they will not pray that prayer twice. Because they are not going to leave that place until the wife comes. Once. They say success happens when there is preparation that meets with opportunities. May I not be asleep when my own heavens are opened? Are you following what I'm saying here? Can you pray this prayer? Are you ready to pray? Nobody told you that you don't pray on Sunday morning. You pray loud and clear. Father, help me not to miss sacred opportunities. Help me, Lord. The kind that men are only presented with once. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Yekele moko teke moko shente. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Sit down. I was ministering somewhere 11 years ago. And the Holy Ghost began to speak to me. And there's somebody here. This happens to so and so. Yeah, this was the result being seen in your life. This. Come out. It didn't come out. I'm going to share another painful story. After the meeting, he came to meet me. I'm not the giver. I'm not the doer of this thing. I'm just a vessel. What was on me when I made that announcement as giving of the law is no longer there. But I bless you, you are blessed. A time came, I began to ask of him, see, where is this fellow? He said, I don't want to go into the story so you can be able to connect it. He said, was traveling. Then there was a bomb blast. So he jumped off to escape the bomb. And he jumped into a canal. The last person who saw him just saw the hand stretched out. That was the end. A family came to our house years ago. They said they were traveling for a wedding. And also to see grandma. Their daughter. around age 3, between 3 and 4, was crying. She was crying bitterly. She was holding my father's leg. Saying, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Tell daddy, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm not going. They dragged the girl. My father called him and said, this girl doesn't want to go. If you don't go for this wedding, will it happen? Yeah. They also plan to see grandma. It's been long. So they prayed. There are things that prayer is just palliatives for. So they went. The following day, we got the news. The family was traveling, ran under a trailer. Nobody survived, including the girl. They went to drop their bodies at the mortuary when they found out that the man, his hands were still moving. Today, he's alive by the grace of God, married to another woman, giving birth to other children, but some destinies had ended because somebody didn't obey. There's not just a time to live, there's also a time to die. And the devil can try to shift it earlier. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. You will not disobey the signals. Have you seen people who try to do something? Everybody tried everything to stop them. They were just determined to do it, and that was the last. That's why, if I'm preparing for meetings, while praying, I'm losing my peace. I call them. I celebrate you guys. Thank you for inviting me. I won't be able to come. I appreciate you. Stop violating your spirit. People come to join themselves with your life. You notice this fellow wants to be your friend, but the more they talk, the more you lose your peace. Run. God kept those signals there for a reason. Are you following what I'm saying? All right. If people outside will tell you, people, they'll tell you opportunities they've had and how they missed it. You won't waste divine opportunities. Say that amen loud and clear. Sometimes, guys in church, the Holy Spirit is giving you prompting. That person is your wife. She too, she's praying. She's getting the signal. Waiting. Not that's the way ladies will wait and they will not look like they are waiting. God, now I help you. Place somebody around you and say, why don't you pray about that sister? You know, it's not much making. We understand. You can say, how about, say me. She's not my spec. Until another brother comes. And then the sister now begins to glow. She now look like your spec. Spec, you call. Spec, Tayani. Spec. So what are you doing? I say, I'm still speculating. One day, but not now, I will share stories of my journey to marriage. No, you need to know. Mercy. Move one chance. See, that's why when I'm saying you pray against lying vanity, I know where I was talking from. Many of these things I heard. You won't miss your time. You won't be unnecessarily busy when that time comes. In the name of Jesus. Mercy, Neil. See, let me tell you. I have stories out there. People have testimonies of how smooth they waited on God. Everything went well. Mine is not like that. Many roadblocks. I knew. I told you, I don't have a memory of my wedding day. Whether you ate or not, I don't know. I didn't send you. I'm glad you came, but for the joy set before me. The joy. Ah. Do you know the joy of going home after everybody have rejoiced with you and they say you can go? Knowing fully well, this is it. You will have that joy. Those of you who are married, you don't have to say amen. You already have the joy, alright? There's a way you say amen, your wife will look at you and say, what are you saying? Ah. People have wasted time for many things. Number seven. I'm going to be very fast on this. Lack of willingness to sacrifice. My time is out, so I have to surrender. Lack of willingness to sacrifice in the sense that what God has for you that is going to be His plan for your life. Is that okay now? It's not necessarily going to be colorful at the beginning. The ability to stay is a form of sacrifice. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. What God has for you is not necessarily going to be nice. It will cost you a certain kind of pain sometimes. It looks like all is not going well. All is not, you know you are in the will of God, but yet you can't afford daily bread. Stay with it. Once you are sure, is that okay now? There's a sacrifice that comes with that. If you miss that sacrifice, the rest of your life will not be a sacrifice, but you will have the pain of sacrifice. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes you know this is the will of God for me. God said this, my husband and all that. You are married together and all those things. Things are still quite tough and all those things. Stay. Alright? Because there is something that is of more weight of glory that God is about to bring out of what looks like rubbish now. Stay with it. The proof that this is the counsel of God is not fineness. It is correctness. Not that things are beautiful, colorful and nice. No. It has happened to me. I've been under pressure sometimes in my life. I wanted to show to others I'm not feeling also. Because I prayed for people who are now doing better. And I will pray for them. I'm not doing fine. I tell people, you're a minister of God at some early phase of your life and ministry. Some people didn't believe in you. And all those things, they left. You want to do everything to hold them. No. You need to have some pain so you can break through. The pain of the fact that some left because I didn't break through. Let them go. But you must not hold anything against them. It is just natural. Are you following what I'm saying now? That you ask a lady how to look at your condition and all those things and say, me to you, you to what? Lie. That doesn't mean you now want to marry to Pepe. You Pepe yourself. That's not the mind of Christ. That's not the mind of Christ. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? You let go. You don't know where she's coming from. What she has seen, the testimony of what poverty has done to people, and now you look like that same thing she wants to escape. No, I'm just being blunt. If you are so sure this is the person, pray. You say you want to do shakara, God said that's not the right posture. You miss it also. Pray. Lord, I pray for her that she will have a revelation of me. And while you are praying, in the name of Jesus, have a revelation. You are leaving. Because you don't also wait for an aeroplane at Babbage. It's not coming. Ah, okay. Because I have to balance in case there's somebody who is waiting that kind and the girl is saying, me, never. Nothing can happen. Because sometimes the pastor, you have interviewed the girl. If I was just smiling, nothing. Acknowledges me, you know. And the guy is here saying, is he feeling mutual? I say, Papa. Mutual. You need to see the way she greets me. And the girl just smiled. Those of you who smile, you don't know. You've been received, unreceived. They've married you without your consent. It is okay that men will live in days of little beginning. Don't hold it against them. Because if you also don't heal properly, you still won't rise. You will rise when God can trust you with greatness to help those who left. Are you following what I'm saying? When you are in the process, one major thing you must be careful of is offense. Offense. When God put the prosperity of your enemy in your hand, will you still feed them? That's what he wants to check. Because your enemy are not necessarily his enemies. They are what they have because of their energy level. You know, energy level powers different things. Okay. And what you don't know is that you also might be somebody's enemy. You can't discern them. You can't receive them. You don't understand what they carry. You are fighting it and all that. If they're also praying that the enemy should die, you... Sometimes I'm scared of Nigerian church that if God should answer our prayers 100%, I don't know who will be alive. Because somebody is looking at her and say, the way that girl used to smile, she must be a witch. And when she's praying against witches and wizards, your picture is what is on her mind. You know, I told you that there are some of us in those days in primary school, when they want to do issue, we are the ones they use for issue. But now we are the ones preaching the gospel. Wisdom from those who rose in life. Wisdom from those who have testimony of rising in their life. Number one, they are early risers. People who rise are early risers. Make a while the sun shine. Rise up early. Serve God. Now, don't say when you become older, you'll serve him. No, you'll be busy too busy to serve him. Learn to pray now, learn to fast now. If you don't, life will condition you to. Be an early riser. Are you feeling what I'm saying now? Wake up early in your life, put God first. Some of you feel you are too beautiful to serve God. That the kind of beauty you have should be explored at the club. Because people like you, why would I share this beauty with one man? No, they have deceived you. You will end up sharing with plenty men and no man. Some men feel too beautiful for their wives. Is that not demonic? Too handsome for their wives. That the way I am, men like us in town. You are threatening your wife. There are men like you in town. And you come to church and you are raising only hands. You are about to repeat a very tragic history. Rise up early. Early risers. Whatever it is, you see, that thing, sometimes people say, God is saying I should do this, but fear and all those things. Fear of what people will say, what people would say, something like that. I shared my story with you. One of the major problems I had in my life was fear of commencement. A time came, I became so broke, nobody was going to help me one naira. I've been transferred unjustly from a church to another place. Funny situation, you know all those types and all that. I wanted to start a food business. The only place available was right in front of the place where they just sent me out. I will come out in the evening with table and all those things selling noodles. I was the guy selling noodles from about that many years ago, just beside the road. And I'll put my aprons on with my tie under it. People will pass and say, Pastor Femi Lazarus, we've always known you will end like this, but forget it. We are only going through. That noodles only came to pass. We don't look like it. Who told you that where you are is where you stop? You are afraid of doing certain things for people who don't send you. I sold noodles. And I'll be there in the evening. And guess what? The noodles shop outside with my umbrella became the place where cultists will gather. Just tell us about Jesus. You know, all that matters is that you host the presence of God. In the midst of it, even a cave can become a refinery. Some men entered Adullam, dejected, rejected, indebted, and all those things. Came out on the other hand, mighty men. Or you cried throughout your own process, mourning about who don't like you. Who told you they will like you?
So now you are thinking of how you will succeed so you can impress them and they can bring you to their clique. Have you not wasted that process? Rise early. Now is the best time. Whatever it is you want your life to look like in future, let it start looking like it now. If you want to have a happy home, start becoming happy now. Because you are the one in the home. Men who rose in their generation didn't waste their money in face. Number two, they are men of focus. Focus is blindness to all other things and concentration on one thing. See, listen to me. Usually it is those who have five talents who don't become anything because they are too busy, confused about what to do with the five. Understand that all the remaining four must be groomed to support one major one. Do you get what I'm saying? You have the gift, you can sing, you can dance, you can be an event host, you can, you're a videographer, you are a barber, you can draw. Amongst all these things, which one is the major one you should focus on? That the rest, if at all they will be done, they will promote that one. Focus. Not like today, God is leading me here tomorrow. I don't know how I feel. Have you seen people like that before? You can't commit anything to their hands. They are so fickle. I don't know how I feel. Listen to me. If you are moved by emotions, even God won't trust you with mighty things. I don't know. I don't feel like I wanted to do this. They've been postponing things they should have done for years. No focus. The men of focus. Check them. Number three, they are men given to consistent growth. Growth in this phase will mean reevaluation of your ideals. Reevaluation of your ideals. That is, let me explain what growth in this sense means. The same thing that manifested you can be the same thing that will destroy you. Sometimes their only assignment is to push you up and you must throw them away. Let me explain. Look up. Do you know people can become popular for wrong reasons? Yeah? That thing that lifted them is not accurate. It can take them up, but it can't keep them there. They need to reevaluate. This thing was once important. It was one of my ideals and all that. You know, you can see a pastor saying that when I preach the truth, you will, I don't come to this church again. You can go, don't come. You don't like the truth. You can see that in a church of two or three are gathered. You keep saying that you'll be very small. Those are the things you will say. They say our pastors preach it. And that's why it matters who tells you are doing fine. When a quack teacher marks your report card, you'll be an excellent student. Growth. They read. Many of us don't read. After you've left school, you never picked anything to read again. They read. They don't feel threatened when those who know better are talking to them. Have you seen people who feel threatened? When you are saying this, how this should have been done, saying, actually, so I learned from the best, you know. Calm down. Nobody is saying you didn't learn from the best. Even the best have to be taught. Don't believe you are the peak of what should be known. Or don't believe you are the peak of what you can become. If you know there is more, give yourself to more learning. Do you get what I'm saying? Give yourself to more what? Learning. Grow. Don't be a local champion. Sometimes you have to get out of the city of the blind where you are the one-eyed king. And go to places where you'll have to learn again. Are you following what I'm saying? When we're serving, we're at NCCF meeting. A guy was playing. I think it was the bass guitar. Was playing it and it was grooving and all those things. And he was feeling himself. Saying, this. Another guy was just there saying, wow. Which one is fa? Which one is do? Oh, wow. Wow. Can I just touch this thing small? Then that one picked it. And as he touched it, the other guy said, boss, have you come to shame me? Now your guy abuse. There are people who don't make noise, but they know what you don't know. Hear them. You know what God said when he said Jesus is only begotten son? He said, hear ye him. God knows something will shift when you listen. There used to be a time you were the one who listened to messages, but now you preach some too. And you have your tapes. Nobody is worth listening to. You are the only one speaking the truth. And nobody has told you something is wrong. A man of consistent growth. Reinventing process. I've given, when it comes to growth, I think the best example I've given to you is the woman Topelabi. She's a woman who has survived many transitions in this country because of the ability to drop something and pick something new and adjust. Rising is like the wave of the sea. It is okay to rise and easy to rise, but that wave is still coming down. For the next generation, for you to rise with them, you have to drop what you know, pick what is there, and rise. Because what is here that was more celebrated can be a weight for the next. You are not flexible. You can't change pattern. You can't. That's not how to rise. Let me just give you two more, then I close. They are men with structures of intimacy with God. Structure. Their life is structured. They have when they pray. They have when they fast. They have scheduled for it. And nobody will stop them from doing it. They don't live life as it comes. They plan their lives. They have structure of intimacy. Do you have a structure? What's your structure like? What do you do every day? You just live every day as they come, and you believe because the prophecy has gone ahead of you in the year that this is your year of breakthrough. That's how to break through. Last one. This is not all there is, but let me just give you this last one. They got marriage right. Marry wrongly, larger percentage of your usefulness is gone. But I've taught you so I can balance it. Look up. Getting marriage right is not just about getting the will of God. I've told you in the equation, getting the will of God is just 30% of the equation. What you do with the will of God is 70%. Is that a yardstick to marry anyhow? If you think so, 0 times 1 million, 0. Do anyhow, and now begin to treat that anyhow, right? 0 times 1 million, 0. Alright? Put your hands on your chest. I'm a happy person. I'm not a sadist. You don't know when you become one. You just have to be sad the moment at. Do you get what I'm saying? You just have to be sad the moment at a time. Then make it every time. Hello, baby. How are you doing? Hold on. Your food is on the table. What's wrong? You don't seem happy. Have I always? That's how my face is. Should I be laughing when nothing has happened? People come to greet them in the house. Hello. You are welcome, sir. We celebrate you and all that. We know you'll be leaving tomorrow and before you go and all. Bessie is looking. I'll be leaving tomorrow, okay? About in fact, Paris, you alejo. If you can't understand what I've just said, then it means your neighbor is not fair. They should interpret to you. Hear me. There are many people who are promising, but they've gotten marriage wrong. Don't prophesy anybody into marriage. Don't. I was dealing years ago with a very painful case. This fellow has someone she wanted to marry. A prophet came and said, no, that's not the will of God. This other person is the will of God. Say she doesn't have any affinity towards me. That person is the will of God. She ended up marrying that person. She got pregnant. When she found out she was pregnant, was in the third month. The fellow left, didn't come back. The next time they were seen, I'm telling you a real life matter, was when she gave birth. He was calling, they were doing WhatsApp call. Ah! When he came, he was angry, displeased, and all those things. You abandoned us, your wife, and all those things, my condition, and all that. The guy still began to fight her. The woman was carrying her child. Defense. While he was trying to slap her, he mistakenly hit the baby. Child went into coma. He went again after naming ceremony. No, there was no naming ceremony. As at the time I was dealing with that matter, he had gone for 5 years. Ah. A man's life, dreams can flash before his eyes if you get it wrong in marriage. If God has blessed you, somebody who is peaceful, even if all things are not yet fine, you don't know what God has done for you. I love my wife. I celebrate her always. Thank you for not making my life difficult. I'm not a perfect man. If I marry somebody else and not this woman, my life will scatter. Thank you for understanding me. If I got married, I'm a man of solitude. I want absolute silence when I'm before the Lord. I can be there for days. You know, there's still adjustment. Because you don't talk about Papa and you. They say adjustment. You have to adjust. Now you have a wife. Sometimes I come out of prayer room and I see my wife lying down at the door. Ah. Let me celebrate my wife. You don't understand. Hear me. I only have this liberty to be a blessing. Because she allowed me. Even when I'm doing Zoom meeting and all that, she comes and says, "Not in this house! No! You are listening to this man. He's a useless man." I can't be effective. Many of the things that God had in his mind that I will be the one for, he will have to look for somebody else because now I'm busy. I beg you in the name of God, let God lead you. I told God, me, the next generation, I'll tell them everything. So they can learn. I won't come here and tell you, see, I just prayed. No. Mercy. I don't know who prayed. I don't know, maybe all the cumulative prayers. People have served under fathers, my parents who have said, in the name of Jesus, you won't miss it. But it was not because I got it right. Mercy just said no, not this one. Don't miss it in marriage. So your rising can be easy. You can carry each other. Are you following what I'm saying? Lift your hands up. I pray for you from the depth of my heart. All these hands lifted will not be wrongly joined in marriage. Say that amen loud and clear. They will not be wrongly joined in marriage. If it remains a minute for you to miss it, God will intervene. Oh. God will intervene. Let me leave it here. But please, let me give you a prayer point. The kind of mercy you showed those who rose, show me that mercy. Look up. Hold on. Towards this meeting, the International Ministers, I went to see Daddy Mike. Their 33rd wedding anniversary was last week. While we were talking, I looked at him. Look at his wife. Look at the children. Look at the grace of God upon the family. It is possible to get it right. Pray. So your children won't ask you, why didn't you pray when others were praying? The kind of mess you showed those who rose, show me that kind also. Pray it like your life depends. You have just 1 minute. You have just 1 minute. Pray loud and clear. It's not a prayer you pray quietly. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Let me enjoy mercy. Please. Shout it loud and clear. Mercy. Your mercy, Lord. Jesus, Son of David. Have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David. Have mercy on me. Your life will not be void of what mercy can do. In the name of Jesus. Receive mercy. Enjoy the operation of it. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. The word mercy, write it somewhere you can be seeing it always. And confess in that direction. Let me tell you what I do. Even if things are scattered, bad confession. No. I'll keep telling you, forget it. Forget it. What's there? Okay. Last week, Sunday, when I was telling you that you see what would have happened there, we've not gotten any way forward. The people we've seen, the lowest amongst them was, where's the chairman? How much? The lowest amongst them? 16 million. It was in the course of the week. The Holy Ghost now said, reach out to so and so person. They've sent the contact to you, didn't reach out. Now came down. Before we now saw that this is actually the way forward. Even when everything is against it, confess. Ah. It's your mouth. Use it. Ah. Ah. There's somebody on the sound of my voice. I don't know whether I hear online. But I see like something wants to come out. Like you need to vomit something. I cast out now. That thing buried in your body that is not planted of God. As I speak now, wherever that individual is, let the light of God search to. I don't know whether I hear online, but there's somebody, it's a quick one. I cast it out now. Come out! Let that word go forth and let it get done what needs to be done. We give you praise, Jesus. Have you been blessed? Give the Lord a big hand.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account's details. Account number 221-500-5289. Femi Lazarus Ministries, UB.